Those of you who are learning Masechet Chagiga have already seen the Gemara in Daf Dalet Amud Beis. Gemara there brings the pasuk in Shmuel Aleph and Perek Chaf Ches. Story over there is that Shaul HaMelech is towards the end of his reign, and Shaul is having a lot of trouble. The Plishtim are attacking, and he's feeling very, very lost. And the pasuk says that Shaul didn't know what to do, how he should fight with the Plishtim, what should he do with the people. And he tried to get an answer from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He asked Hashem, what should I do? The pasuk says that he asked the Nevi'im, the prophets. He asked the Urim V'Tumim, that's the Kohen Gadol. And he asked, it says, Bachalomos, with the dreams. Tried to get some indication from HaKadosh Baruch Hu what he should do. And Hashem didn't answer him. And Shaul felt like he was lost and he was adrift and he didn't know what to do. So, the pasuk says that he did something which was not 100% the right thing. We, of course, can't criticize Shaul HaMelech, the great Shaul, the Bechir Hashem. But the pasuk says he did something that was not 100% correct. And he sought out a balas ov. A balas ov is a woman who's involved in sorcery, in black magic, which is not permitted. And he sought her out. He disguised himself so that she wouldn't know who he was. She wouldn't realize that he's the king. And he came to her and asked her, using her sorcery, to bring up Shmuel from the dead, so he could communicate with Shmuel. That's what a balas ov does. She's able to somehow connect to those who have already passed away. So she agreed, and she brought up Shmuel from the dead to communicate with Shaul. So the Gemara says, the pasuk tells us that when Shmuel came up, he said to Shaul, Lama hir gaztani la loy sorsi. Why did you frighten me to bring me up? So the Gemara says, why was he scared? Why did you frighten me? I'd understand if Shmuel would say, why did you bother me? I'm in Gan Eden. I'm in the Yeshiva Shalmaila. What are you bothering me for? That I could hear. But why did he say, why did you frighten me? Why did you scare me? What was Shmuel scared of? So the Gemara says that when this woman brought up Shmuel, she actually saw two people coming up, whatever that means. She didn't just see Shmuel, she saw somebody else. Who did she see? She saw with Shmuel, she saw Moshe Rabbeinu himself. So the Gemara says, why was Moshe Rabbeinu with Shmuel? Says the Gemara, because when Shmuel was being called up, he didn't know why. Whatever the process of the balas ov is, the one who she was communicating with, Shmuel, didn't understand why he was being called away from whatever he was. And he was afraid. He was afraid that he was being called to din, to judgment. He was afraid that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was bringing him for judgment. And therefore, he went to Moshe Rabbeinu and he said, Moshe Rabbeinu, come with me because you will defend me in my din and my judgment. Because everything that you wrote in the Torah, I did. And I need you to be there to help me in my din. Says the Gemara, when Rabbi Lazar would get to this pasuk of Lama hir gaztani laloi sosi, why did you scare me? Why did you frighten me to bring me up? Havabachi, Rabbi Lazar would cry. Because Rabbi Lazar said, if Shmuel HaTzadik, if the great Shmuel was afraid of the din, then where does that leave us? If Shmuel HaTzadik, who was able to say that Moshe Rabbeinu would be helpful to him because I kept everything that it says in the Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote, and he was scared of the din, so the rest of us, What can we say? What can we do? And therefore, Rabbi Elazar would cry when he got to this pasuk. The din that is upon us next week, although it is not the same din that is referred to here, the din that is referred to here is the din after 120 years that a person is judged for everything they did during their lifetime. But the din that we have coming up with Rosh Hashanah is the din for what we've done this year. And if Shmuel HaTzadik was afraid of din, then we better be afraid of din. The din of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not a din that a person can somehow avoid or slip away from. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't forget anything. Every single detail of everything we've done, He knows and He doesn't forget. He also knows everything. Every deed we've done, every word we've spoken, every thought that we have thought, every nuance, everything He knows and He has not forgotten. And a Kadosh Baruch Hu is not a mevater. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't overlook. If it was done, then it's going to get judged. And a person has to be afraid, has to tremble about the din that is upon us in just a few days. Now, obviously, the way to have a better din is to do teshuvah. Because although I said that everything that we've done is going to be judged and nothing gets ignored or overlooked, but we know that teshuvah is a way to actually take the things that we've done and remove them. It's a way of deleting the history by doing teshuvah. But teshuvah is a difficult thing to do. Teshuvah means, basics of teshuvah, that a person regrets what they did to feel terrible over what we've done wrong. Admits that they did something wrong. And resolves never to do it again. It's a hard thing to do. But if we're to survive this din, teshuvah is a must. Although teshuvah is very difficult to do, and it's something that we're going to be working on very diligently, we are working on already, but once Aser Yisrael makes teshuvah start, we'll work on it even more, up until Yom Kippur, there are two things that we can do that actually make the teshuvah more accessible. That we can attain teshuvah through these two methods, and we can help our din with these two things. The first is the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Zayin. The Gemara says, the Pasuk says, Rava says, the Pasuk says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Naisei Avayin V'Oyver Al Pesha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu carries the sins V'Oyver Al Pesha, and He overlooks the Averis. Now we know Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't really overlook Averis. So what does it mean? He carries the sins and overlooks Averis. Says the Gemara, says Rava, Limi Naisei Avayin, to whom does Hashem carry the sins, meaning carry it so that it doesn't hurt the person? Limi She'oiver Al Pesha, for a person who overlooks the sins that were done to him. A person who is mavir amidaisav, a person who is willing to let go of the things that were done that wronged him, that's a person that deserves that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do the same for him. How many times does a person hurt, a person feel betrayed, a person feel stabbed in the back? And it's so difficult to let go of that. He hurt me, he betrayed me, she stabbed me in the back. And I don't want to let go of that. I want to get something back. They owe me. They were mean-spirited. And I'm owed something. Says the Pasuk, if we let go of that, if we're oyver al pesha, if we're mavir al midaisav, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu does the same for us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't ignore averus. But if we ignore what was done to us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, then I'll ignore what you did to me. We come before HaKadosh Baruch Hu and we say, Hashem, don't pay attention to the avera. I know I did the wrong thing. It was bad. It was wrong. Just forget about it. It's a new year. Let's just start new. Start fresh. New slate. It's a brand new year. Let's forget it. I wasn't so great. I did some bad things. I did what I wasn't supposed to. But let's start anew. Fresh slate. Brand new year. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, it's a nice thing to ask. What are you doing? Are you doing that? The person who betrayed you. The person who slapped you in the face. The person who wronged you. What are you doing with that person? Are you saying, it's a brand new year, fresh slate, let's just start over. Let bygones be bygones. Is that what you're saying? Or are you holding on to it? Is your anger seething inside? And you can't let go. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, if you want me to let go, then you let go. A person who can let go of the wrongs that were done to him can stand before a Kadosh Baruch Hu and say, Kadosh Baruch Hu, I ask you, I'm letting go of what was done to me. I ask you, let go of what I did to you. I didn't listen to you. I kibiyachol slapped you in the face. You told me, don't do it. I did it anyway. You told me, do it. And I ignored you. But I'm letting go. So I'm asking you, please, let go. And that is a formula to access tshuva. That's the formula to make the din better. But there's another method as well. In the same story with Shmuel and Shaul, there's another powerful vart that Chazal say. When Shaul then spoke to Shmuel, and Shmuel said, why did you bring me up? Why did you scare me? Shaul says back to Shmuel, I didn't know what to do. The Plishtim are here. It looks terrible. My kingdom is falling apart. I'm lost. I don't know what to do. And I asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he didn't answer me. I didn't know where to turn. And Shaul says to Shmuel, I asked the Nevi'im, the prophets. I asked Bachaloimas. I asked in the dreams. And Hashem didn't answer me. What was I supposed to do? So Chazal say, there's a problem here. Because the Pasuk originally says that Shaul tried to access Hashem in three ways. The Nevi'im, the prophets. The Chalomas, the dreams. And the Urim. The Urim Betumim of the Kohen Gadol. But when Shaul says to Shmuel, I tried to ask Hashem and he didn't answer me, Shaul only mentions two of the three. He mentions the prophets and he mentions the dreams. He doesn't mention the Urim Betumim. Says the Gemara, why didn't he mention it? So the Gemara says, because he was embarrassed. He was ashamed. Because Shaul, as great as he was, he made a mistake earlier in his life. And that was the terrible tragedy of ordering the killing of Nov Ir HaKohanim. Nov, the city of the Kohanim. He ordered the killing of many, many Kohanim. There were so many Kohanim killed in Nov Ir HaKohanim that the Aruch Lanei writes that hundreds of years later, there weren't enough Kohanim to process all of the Karbonos Pesach of Klal Yisrael. Because the Kohanim hadn't yet rejuvenated. They hadn't yet regained their ranks. There were so many Kohanim who were killed in Nov Ir HaKohanim. So Shaul was embarrassed to say that I asked of the Urim Betumim and Hashem didn't answer me. Because if he would have said that, Shmuel would have said to him, well, of course Hashem didn't answer you through the Urim Betumim. You killed the Kohanim. What do you expect? So because Shaul was embarrassed, he was ashamed to say the Urim V'Tumim. He was ashamed of his Aveira, so he didn't say it. And all he said was, I asked from the Nevi'im, I asked from the Chalaimus, but he wouldn't say I asked from the Urim V'Tumim. He was too embarrassed to say it. So the Gemara says that a person who's embarrassed over their Aveira, if he's ashamed, then the Gemara says, then they forgive him for all his Averis. A person who is ashamed of his Averis is forgiven for his Averis. How do we know that? Because after Shaul tells Shmuel that I don't know where to turn, I'm lost, I don't know what I'm going to do. Shmuel says that to Shaul. I'll tell you what's going to happen. Tomorrow, Machar, says Shmuel, Hashem is going to give over the Jews in the hands of the Plishtim. Umachar ata uvanecha imi. Tomorrow, you and your sons, your three sons, will be with me. Shmuel was already dead. He had already been nifter. He was already in Gan Eden. Says Shmuel, tomorrow, you and your three sons are going to be killed, and you will be with me. But the pasuk doesn't say, Shmuel doesn't say, Machar, Ata Uvanecha, Mesim, or Naragim. Tomorrow you and your sons will be dead or will be killed. He doesn't say that. He says, Machar, Ata Uvanecha, Imi. Tomorrow you and your sons will be with me. Says Rav Yochanan, what does it mean, with me? It means, Imi, b'michitzasi. You'll be with me in my place in Gan Eden. The same place where I am on the other side in Gan Eden, that's where you and your sons are going to be tomorrow as well. Chazal asked, how's that possible? Shmuel is the one who has such confidence in his tzidkus, in his righteousness, that he's able to bring Moshe Rabbeinu himself with him to the din. Because he can claim correctly, I did everything that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote in the Torah. Shaul, although he was a great person, he was one of the greatest tzaddikim that ever lived. He's the Bechir Hashem. But he did do some averus. And he did the aver of killing Novi Rakhainim. He did some averus. How could it be that Shaul is going to share a place in Gan Eden with Shmuel HaNavi himself? How's that possible? The Gemara says, because of this vart, because kol ois avero mizbayesh ba, if a person is ashamed of his averis, moichlen lo yakol v'nasav. It's possible for a person to be elevated and get to the level of Shmuel HaNavi himself if he's ashamed of his averis. A person who can think of what they did wrong and they're embarrassed about it has the fast track to tshuva. Why is that? Why is it that shame is something that brings us to tshuva quickly? And it seems that the reason is because if I'm embarrassed over what I did, what am I saying when I'm embarrassed? If I think of my averis and my ears turn red and I hang my head and I can't believe I did it, then what is it saying? Besides the fact that obviously I regret what I did, but it's saying something more than that. It's saying that wasn't me. It was me, but it's no longer me. I'm embarrassed to admit that I ever did that. You ever have something you think about you did when you were younger? Perhaps when you were a teen, or maybe when you were in your own 20s, depending how old you are now. You think back. Is there something that you did then that you think to yourself, I'm embarrassed to admit I ever did that. Because I wouldn't do that now. I'm even embarrassed for people to think that I did that even back then. That's because we've grown. Because we've changed. We've become better people and bigger people. And our behaviors, our immature behaviors of the past are embarrassing. If a person looks at his averus and he's embarrassed, he's ashamed, he says, how can I have been so immature? How could I have been so selfish, so self-centered? How could I have ignored HaKadosh Baruch Hu How could I have, as Rabbi Cohen said, ignored the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? How could I have done that? And I'm embarrassed and ashamed. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu can say about that person, he's a different person. He did Averis, but that was then. Now he's a new person. Now it's a new slate. The shame and the embarrassment goes a long way for tshuva. So the din that we have is a terrifying din. If Shmuel HaNavi, Shmuel HaTzadik, the one who kept the entire Torah, was afraid of the din, we need to be terrified. It's a scary thing. Every little thing we've done is there, and it's going to be examined, and it's going to be spoken about and decided about. And it's a terrifying thing. And we need to do tshuva, both now and during the Aseret Tshuva, in order to achieve a good judgment. But there are two ways of getting the upper hand in the tshuva. Two ways of achieving that tshuva in a more powerful way. One is to be maver al midosav, to let go, to say that I know that I was wrong, I know that it was mean-spirited, I know that because of what that person did to me, people in the community are talking about me. Okay, they are. But I'm going to let go of it. So they'll talk. So it was bad. So it was wrong. My reputation was hurt. I was hurt financially. I'm going to let go of it. I'm going to say, fine, it happened. I'm still who I am. Kadosh Baruch Hu is still with me. And I'll move on. Person does that, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, if you can let go, then I let go. And the second method is to become ashamed and embarrassed over the Avera. Think about the Avera. Think about what it is. Think about what would it be if your Rebbe was watching you when you did that Avera. Wouldn't you be ashamed? What if you were doing the Avera and you turned around and your Rebbe was standing right behind you? Wouldn't you bury your head in shame? Wouldn't you burst into tears? In the shame, your face would turn white, not just red. Wouldn't that happen? Well, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu who is watching us do the Avera. Much more than our Rebbe. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself was there, standing right there, looking over our shoulder while we were doing the Avera. And we need to feel that shame, feel the embarrassment. Let that wash over us. Let our face turn colors in embarrassment over the Avera that we did. And that's also a method of Ma'ichon Lo HaKol V'Noisav to achieve a tshuva shlema. Bez Hashem should be able to take these methods and achieve a tshuva shlema so that we can have a din that gives us a year that we want. A year of bracha, a year of atzlacha, parnasa, refuah, shalom. It should be a year that our community is able to see the bracha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and all of Klal Yisrael should see it. Have your main army.
For those of you who do catch up online with this class, and if you access it through Torah Media Atlanta, you should be aware that Yisrael Killian, who runs Torah Media Atlanta, reached out because donations to that site are down. For those of you who do take advantage of it, I would suggest making a donation online when you do use it so that he can continue that site.